Saturday, January 22nd, 2011, the NFC Championship game at Soldier Field. Bears, Packers. Only one can hoist the Halas Trophy.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
Welcome to the Bears Blog. Oh. Saturday show. You are listening to the Bears Blog Saturday show. When you need to get your Bears fixed, there's only one place you can go. The Bears Blog, oh, Saturday show.
First you take your cheese, put that cheese up on your head. Lay around with your fat, ugly woman in your fat, ugly bed. Now you're doing the Packer dance. Looking like an Earl Mary in your very short pants. You're doing the Packer dance. Why don't you move to France? The Packer dance. What? Did you want to hear that again? Then take your cheese and spread that cheese on your man tits. Lay yourself down with your fat, ugly woman and your fat, stupid kids. You're doing the Packer dance. You smell like Jimmy Smits, but you look like Dennis Franz. You're doing the Packer dance. And you like to make little duties in your pants. Packer dance. Thankfully, I'm all out of jokes, but I don't know. Then you take your cheese. Use that cheese to lube your hog. Lay yourself down with your fat, ugly woman and your half-retarded dog. You're doing the Packer dance while you're watching The Legend of Bagger Vance. You're doing the Packer dance. I thought I told your dumb ass to move to France. The Packer dance. The Bears Blog Saturday Show. I am your host, Jeff Hughes, a.k.a. Ivan Blago. That was the Packer Dance, a top 40 hit from 1944 by me. And I will, by the way, give a prize. I'm not sure what the prize will be, but if anybody out there decides they want to take that song and give me a dance routine to it and send me the YouTube video, I will give you whatever you want. I mean, just send me an email and say, I want this, and send me the dance. And I will be very, very happy about it. NFC Championship game. This week's show is actually sponsored by BigHotDog.com. We get a lot of emails to the Bears blog from people who want us to pitch stuff to you guys or tell you about events. And most of them we just ignore because they're stupid. But when you get something from a company called Big Hot Dog, I had to like find out what the hell they did. And they make 7-pound hot dogs and brats. So I told them, this doesn't really help you, but I told them, if you send me a hot dog, I will, you know, pitch you guys. I'll make you the sponsor of the Saturday show. We'll talk about you guys on the air. And maybe we'll find something to give away next week or in the next 2 weeks as you prepare for your Bears Super Bowl. We all hope, knock on the world. But do me a favor, you know, as we like to say, you know, we want sponsors to come around here. So if you get a chance today, go on to our website, bighotdog.com. I'm not saying you have to order something. I mean, if there's something that meets your fancy, you know, order it. I mean, the 7-pound hot dog market is not exactly, you know, automobiles. It's 7-pound hot dogs. But think about it. You're having a Super Bowl party in a couple weeks. Your friends say, what are you going to get? What are you going to serve? And you tell them, I'm going to serve a 7-pound hot dog at my Super Bowl party. You're going to have the whole fucking neighborhood at your house. Because who's ever seen a 7-pound hot dog? So get the 7-pound hot dog. Their Super Bowl special is usually $89.95. It's only $49.95 this year. So listen, $50, you get a 7-pound hot dog. And you're going to get a story to tell for the rest of your life. And I'm going to take pictures of my 7-pound hot dog. Like, that sounds like a Brett Favre-ism. But I'm going to take pictures of my 7-pound hot dog when I get it, when we eat it, and put them on the site. Because I think the whole thing is fucking wild.
You're the
Tim Hasselbeck was on Mike and Mike this morning. He's the leading analyst, one of the leading analysts for ESPN, which is baffling since he was a terrible quarterback in the NFL. But Tim Hasselbeck was on, and he was talking about this Bears-Packers game. And I want to refute what he had to say, because I thought it was stupid. He thinks the approach the Bears need to have is to run the ball to keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. And I heard this, and I said, what in the hell does that mean? And then he went on to explain he thought the best way to beat Aaron Rodgers now is to keep him off the field and to treat him like one of the great quarterbacks, because that's what he is. Last four times Aaron Rodgers has played the Chicago Bears, the last four times, the Packers have scored 21 points, 21 points, 17 points, and 10 points. That's four times against basically these same players. With Julius Peppers on the field, they've scored 17 and 10. So tell me exactly why the Chicago Bears should be so afraid of facing Aaron Rodgers this week. Aaron Rodgers, in his two performances against the Bears, and one of which is in the middle of this run where he's supposedly the greatest quarterback that's ever played. One of them is in the middle of this run. And in the middle of this run, now think about the run. They had a Matt Flynn game with New England. They scored 45 against the Giants. They then played us, scored 10. They then scored 21 against Philadelphia and 42 against Atlanta. Or 48 against Atlanta, whatever the hell they scored against Atlanta. So here's my question. In the middle of that run, clearly a defense found a solution for him. And the Bears had that solution. The Bears know how to play Aaron Rodgers. They know how to play the Green Bay Packers. The solution for the Bears this week is not run, run, run the clock, punt the ball, play good defense, field position. That is not the solution for the team this week. And if they go in with that mindset, they will get beaten this game late. The Bears are a very bizarre offense right now. They run the ball somewhat successfully. They don't run for great numbers. They don't run for 250 yards a game. But they run somewhat successfully. But they are a big strike offense. They did it against the Jets. They did it this past week against the Seahawks. They are a team with a big arm quarterback who can chuck it deep down the field. Now, against this secondary, yes, you might run into some trouble there. But this secondary, again, has two very good corners in Woodson and Williams. So assuming they take those guys off the field, I'm attacking this team. Attacking them with Greg Olsen. Attacking them over the middle with Earl Bennett. Attacking them with Matt Forte and some wheel routes and some underneath stuff. I want to make this team defend all my weapons this week. Because if you try to play isolation with them, and what I mean by that is if you try to play a game where you say receiver against corner on the sideline, throw the ball up and see who wins it, you're going to lose because their corners are better than our receivers. But if you try to play scheme against them and let those corners play isolation and attack pieces of the field, you can beat this team. You could beat this team actually quite easily. You could score a lot of points against this defense. And they've got to have that approach this week. This cannot be a jump ball game. This cannot be Hester and Tremont Williams down the left sideline, the ball's floated into the air. This is a game for the tight end, for the backs, for whoever the slot receiver is determined to be this week. This is a week for quick releases. This is not a week to try to win matchups that we're not capable of winning. And we're not capable of winning the matchups on the outside offensively. And defensively, I'm not afraid of Aaron Rodgers, but you've got to keep everything in front of you with Aaron Rodgers. Make Aaron Rodgers go 12 and 15 plays. Make him hit the slant after slant in this weather, with that turf, with those receivers making those cuts. You have to make him make every play. If you let those receivers behind you at safety, and that could be Major Wright or Chris Harris or Danielle Manning, if you let those receivers behind you, that's how you get beat in this game. That's how you get beat. And I'll take chances right now with our corners and their receivers in one-to-one battles underneath because our corners are playing fantastic football right now. I think we match up very well on Sunday, and I think there's a chance, just a chance, we win this game by a couple of touchdowns. Viva knocked down a 3-1 last week to take a one game over me in the Champions League picks. Viva also, having won the regular season picks, having a one game lead with three to go in the Champions League picks, and being one of the last 11 remaining in the fantasy playoffs, is trying to string together here in a remarkable season in our first full year of doing these picks. We may have to name all the contests for him. If he can pull off the triple, we're going to have to find a big prize for him, because the triple would be remarkable. To win the fantasy, to win the Champions League, and to win the regular season picks, that would be kind of amazing. We do our picks now for this week. the NFC Championship game, the AFC Championship game, in the National Football League, the league where, as Mike Francesa would say, they play for pay. Picking and we're picking and we're picking all night, gonna hey, picking and we're picking all night, gonna picking, picking and we're picking all night, and we're gonna picking all night, gonna picking all night, gonna picking all night, all right. We're gonna make the pick, so
just me and Viva
gonna make the picks. Sometimes the boy's going 3-0. Sometimes the boy's going to dose and dough. Most of the time we'll be mediocre. I am desperate for a 2-0. Desperate for a 2-0. And I am the only picks that matter. Hey, even if I weren't a Bears fan, I would love the Bears plus 3.5 this week against the Packers. This, to me, strikes me as a field goal game. I just think the Bears' quick strike offense, I talked about earlier, their ability to run the ball far superior than the Packers. They have the Packers' number to a certain extent to contain that explosive passing game. And they have the X factor this week, which is special teams and field position. I think it will be a huge factor. I would not be surprised if we look up on Monday morning and we are all here saluting the Hall of Fame career of Devin Hester. I would not be surprised if Hester is the reason the Bears end up in the Super Bowl down in Dallas in 2 weeks. Bears 27, Packers 17. Second game is very tricky. I liked the Jets last week because I broke down the two teams, and here's how I'll do it this week. I don't think the Jets have a significant advantage of wide receiver or running back. They have a significant advantage in the offensive line. And I'd say it's almost becoming a push at quarterback, especially late in games. But we'll call that an advantage to the Steelers. I really like the Steelers' ability to stop the run. I think they are susceptible to a spread offense. And the question in this game will be, will the Jets put the game on Sanchez's shoulder and allow Sanchez to win it? Will they do that? It's unpredictable. Brian Schottenheimer is an unpredictable play caller for the Jets. But it's 3.5 points and not 3 points. So I'll take the Jets plus 3.5. I'll take both of the underdogs this week. The Bears and the Jets, both plus 3.5. I think they're going to be two magnificent games. And hopefully I'll see you Monday. We'll be talking about the Bears in their second Super Bowl in what? 5 years. Not bad, lovey. Beyond the palace, semi-far drone, scream down the boulevard. Oh, baby. Here comes the Viva. I can smell him coming round the corner, baby. It's the Viva on the way. Yeah, yeah.
It's championship weekend. This is Viva, and here are my picks. Game number one, I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers minus 3.5 against the New York Jets. I've bet against the Jets 2 weekends in a row and have come up on the losing end. The third time will be my charm. Steelers minus 3.5. Game number two, and a monumental game it is. I am taking the Chicago Bears plus 3.5 at home against the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are beatable. The Bears need to believe that. They need to know that. And on Sunday, they're going to live that. Bear down.
Viva takes the Steelers and Bears. I take the Jets and Bears, meaning if the Steelers cover 3.5 points against the Jets, Viva will win the Champions League. And if the Jets cover, then it'll come down to the Super Bowl. Viva and I will be tied in the Champions League. The Reverend's rant contains foul language and is not meant for children or fans of the Green Bay Packers. It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant.
Do you know I hated Batman Begins? The first fucking 30 minutes of that movie, they say fear 462 times. The only fear you had to fear is the fear of being afraid of fearing the fear of fearing the fear's fear of fearing. Do you fear it? I fear being fearfully fearful. Fuck me. The only goddamn thing I was afraid of was that Christopher Nolan wouldn't ever decide we fucking picked up the fucking theme and stop punching me in the goddamn face with it. But now, that's not the only thing I'm afraid of. Now I'm starting to get it. Now I have a fucking fear for every one of the times he says that goddamn word in that stupid ass movie. I'm fucking afraid of Aaron Rodgers. And Tremont Williams, of Chris Harris's hip pointer, afraid of Major Wright pulling a Super Bowl 41 Manning imitation, afraid our O-line will stop outperforming themselves, afraid of slant routes and tight routes up the seam, of Pepper's 14 Urlacher getting hurt. I'm afraid Cutler's going to remember he's sugar-free, March will remember he's March, and Love will remember he's alive and child something stupid. I'm afraid of the fucking Packers holding the trophy name for our fucking coach and our fucking field after sending us the fucking showers. And I'm fucking afraid of waiting 60 years for another chance to return the favor. But mostly, I'm afraid of an ending. This has been a ridiculous season, one I never saw playing out this way, and yet, improbably, we are still alive and in it, 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. And I am fucking afraid of it ending this weekend with the kind of fear that took Christopher Nolan 35 minutes and every ounce of my patience to convey. It can't end yet. It can't. So fuck Aaron Rodgers and his game for the ages. Fuck James Starks and his coulda, woulda, shoulda been a bear bullshit. Fuck their defense and fuck those dumbass cheeseheads. Let's beat the shit out of them. But until then, I'm gonna go over here in the corner and curl up in the motherfucking fetal position because I am terrified. It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant.
Games like this Sunday don't make me as nervous as games like last Sunday. Because last Sunday, the Bears had an opportunity to be embarrassed. And I think in a lot of ways, it's that parenting notion of you just want your kid to go up on stage and do his best. And hopefully, they'll be victorious at whatever they're doing and successful at whatever they're doing. But you don't want them to embarrass themselves because you know the lingering effects of that will be worse. So my nervousness last week was much more drastic than it is this week. I'm very confident this week. I don't know why, but I'm very confident in this game this week. I'm also very excited to see it. I had no interest in watching them play last week. I just wanted them to win and move on. I'm very, very confident and very excited for this game. And what I don't want to happen is if by some chance the Bears lose this game, I'm not going to allow this website to be a place to spread vitriol for this season. This season is a success. And they are underdogs to a team almost everyone outside Chicago thinks is better. Now, we don't. And I think we'll be proven correct this week. So bear down, enjoy it, don't drink and drive. Good night, and good luck.